Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a Speed Goat 100-mile win recount, what company Timothy Olsen signed with, and Des Linden drinks from a shoe? There's been a recount on Carl Meltzer's career 100-mile wins, and it turns out I was right, folks. I'd counted 39 victories back in February, but could not find number 40. I guess he miscounted in his advanced years, but regardless, he officially made it win number 40 at this past weekend's Hellbender 100 in North Carolina. Now, I've only run on the Beast Coast a few times and can attest to a pretty few insane races out there. Cruel Jewel 50 was definitely the toughest 50-mile I've run, and the more and more difficult 50K in New Hampshire was a life-altering 20-hour journey, and then there, of course, is the Barkley. But the folks at Hellbender claim it's the toughest East Coast 100 out there. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. With an almost 22-hour win time by the Speed Goat, I'd say it's no walk in the park. Over on the ladies' side, Allison Kirk finished 27 minutes ahead of Kathleen Cusick. Speed Golf. Have you heard of it? Essentially, it's the ultra-running version of golf. The Speed Goat himself made news headlines in recent years after bettering the 12-hour world record for most holes played at 221 in 2015 and upped it to 230 holes in 2016. He threw down a total of 62 miles en route and shot one of the rounds at 89. Then at the end of 2016, New Zealander Brad Luton broke Meltzer's best by completing 237 holes. It was reported he used friends scattered on course to help him find his balls, which I guess is essentially like doing the crude version of speed golf. And now we have Eric Burns, former Arizona Diamondback, who broke that record with 245 holes completed in 12 hours. He ran over 65 miles along the way out at the Napa Valley Speed Golf Challenge. Some big shakeups recently on the sponsored runner front. Timothy Olsen, North Face Golden Boy, just announced via social media he is ending his partnership with the aforementioned company, thanking them for the years of support. The two-time Western States 100 champ and course record holder has been with the North Face for 5 years, but will be moving on to join Adidas Terex as an outdoor athlete. His next race will be the Madeira Island Ultra Trail this weekend. The next move we have comes from Anna Frost, who some time ago left Salomon in a somewhat shocking move. She just announced that she has joined Merrill as an athlete moving forward. We have a quick plogging update from Rochester Run Co., who organized the Running and Picking Up Litter event this past week. They collectively picked up 401 pounds of garbage in their area. Just freaking love it. Bit of drama between Lucy Bartholomew and Skyrunning Australia over her choice of race distance at Australia's recent Buffalo Stampede. They called her out on their Facebook post saying she dodged the competition by switching race distances. Lucy wasn't a fan of this and publicly says she will not race any of their events anymore after the comment was made, which has since been deleted. Ouch. A week after the Boston Marathon, we have a couple of interesting follow-up stories after this year's crazy weather conditions. First off, the elite finishing percentage was abysmal compared to the overall field, which stood at 95%. I bet this is mostly attributable to elites not wearing enough clothing on course for the conditions, thinking they could just run fast enough to keep warm when in fact they could not. Also, women finished the race in a higher percentage than the men, 96.2% to the men's 95%. Yeah, women are freaking tough. Boston race winner Yuki Kawachi has made it public that he's going pro after the end of the next school year, where he currently works. He's taking the winnings from Boston to help support the launch of his professional running career. Also, Boston's women's winner Desiree Linden partied hard after becoming the first American woman to win the race since 1985, and we don't blame her. She was spotted drinking champagne out of a shoe. It's frickin' baller. Well, we thought we were done reporting on the Western States golden ticket scheme, but this shocking turn of events has us doing one more story. After first accepting, Taylor Nolan turned down her spot, earned at Lake Sonoma a couple weeks ago. The ticket then rolled down to fourth place finisher Gina Slaby, who also turned down the ticket, saying she's already focusing her efforts on the Leadville 100 later this summer. So, the final athlete that had a chance at the ticket was fifth place finisher Amy Leadham, who also turned it down, citing she's already has race plans this summer and wasn't quite ready to step up to the 100-mile distance. What? We can't even give away these spots anymore. Well, not entirely true. On the bright side, the spot didn't go to waste as it rolled down to the next runner in line on the general waitlist, meaning Kareen Malcolm, it's your lucky day. The Palmer Lake 24-hour took place with Pete Kostelnik coming out on top with 119.7 miles, far cry from his personal best, but granted, the course is at 7,244 feet above sea level in Colorado. He did score this sick wrestler belt for the win. On the ladies' side, Jane Morosky took the win with a hair over 100 miles. More fixed time action over in New York at the Sri Chinmoy 6 and 10 day races. At the time of this recording, we are through day 8 of the 10 day and day 4 of the 6 day. It's a close race for first in the 10 day race, as I'm about to butcher these names. Ash Prihanal Alto leads Bujargal Bayamba by just 15 miles with a total of 677. On the women's side, Natalia Hlushchik is barely ahead of Ivanka Nemkova, 495 to 489. In the six-day race, John Geisler is currently in the lead with 279 miles, with a massive 38-mile lead over second place Mahat Saidya Janzik. Sylvie Boinsvert leads the ladies with 248 miles over Petra Kasparova, 233. Other contenders I recognize include Alex Ramsey, holding on to seventh place in the 10-day at 480 miles, Fred Davis III, with 264, and Don Winkley with 128. There was a fast 50K that took place in South Africa over the weekend called the Forever Lost Scop Marathon, with three men going sub 3 hours. Charles Tienjane won in 2:54.16, followed closely by Colin Pereira in 2:54.50. On the women's side, Sharn Bosman had an easy ultra win in 3:21, a full 7 minutes ahead of second Anne Ashworth. It seems the fast road and track ultra scene in South Africa is flourishing at the moment, likely spurred by the huge popularity of the Comrades Marathon. If there ever were a Knights of the Round Table of ultra running, this very well may be it. Gary Wang of realendurance.com posted this photo after what we assume was the Lake Sonoma 50 mile, several legends in the sport. John Mettinger, Scotty Mills, Errol Rocket Jones, and Stan Jensen, keeper of the run100s.com website. Wang wrote, between these dudes, they've got not only 30 plus years of friendship, 134 combined years of ultra running, 26 Western States finishes, 8 Hard Rocks, 79 100 mile races, a handful of Grand Slams, and over 500 ultras in total. So cool. As we approach the upcoming summer run season, we have a quick Hard Rock preview put out by the race itself. Headlined runners include Killian Jornet, whom we sincerely hope will be all pieced back together by then, Mike Foote, Xavier Thévenard, Pau Capel, and Jesse Haynes. For the ladies, Nikki Kimball will face off against Andrea Hooser, Darla Askew, and likely Anna Frost, who should get in off the waitlist by July. Also of note is Mark Heafy going for finish number 20, and some going for their 10th Hard Rock finishes, including Howie Stern, Liz Bauer, Neil Taylor, Ted Mann, and Daniel Benhamau. You've heard of the Beast Coast, and you most certainly know the Best Coast. But have you forgotten about the middle? Well, it seems this show has, but no longer. We now have our very own mighty Midwest correspondence with a little peek into what I can only assume the flatland running lifestyle is all about. Take it away, Katie and Amy.
Hey, Jam Jam and Mountain Outhouse Nation. Katie and Amy here from the mighty Midwest, bringing you the latest running news from the flatland and the rolling hill trails. Last time, Jam Jam was looking for trail results from the Pottawatomie Trail Race here, known as McPots out in these parts. We're glad you found the trail race results, Jam Jam. In other Midwest news, the Zumbro 100 mile endurance race up in Thielman, Minnesota took place this past weekend. It put Midwest trail runners to the test. Even the rough and tough Triple Crown finisher Doug Beattie called it quits after mile 45. Doug, how was the race?
Well, Amy, it was Mother Nature provided a real shit show out there for us. With rain, mud, all kinds of mud. Deep mud, soul-sucking mud, it was just muddy. Rain, freezing rain, snow, and high gusting winds up to 40 miles an hour.
Doug, how many people finished the race?
There was a 17% finish rate out of 120 people in the 100. There was a 28% finish rate in the 50 mile, and they had to cancel the 17 mile because the roads were closed. But the race director, John Storkamp, and his crew, Rock Steady Running, did a great job making sure everybody stayed safe, warm, and fed out there. And it was a great race. I highly recommend it to anyone.
Well, there you have it. We're ready for warmer weather out here in Illinois, but looks like our trail shoes will be muddy for a few more weeks. Check in with you again when we have some leaves on the trees. Reporting from the mighty Midwest, I'm Katie.
I'm Amy.
And Doug.
Signing out.
Someone who intimately knows what it's like to run on all coasts and the Midwest, we turn to Rob Pope, who some of you may have heard about. He is affectionately known as the modern-day Forrest Gump and likely the first to fully recreate his entire cross-country run portrayed in the famous film. He has crisscrossed the U.S. 4 to 5 times and is coming up on his finish in Monument Valley. He's rolling through Flagstaff right now and just about wrapping up the final section of his journey. Another cross-state runner is in the news, Justin Walker, who ran 507 miles across Oklahoma from New Mexico to Arkansas in 8 days, 11 hours, 52 minutes. Sounds like that might be an unconfirmed FKT for that type of run, but I've yet to fully confirm. Lots of journey-type runs making waves, and the next one comes to us from the Navajo Nation. Frequent ultra runner and YouTuber Jonathan Nez, who is the vice president of the Navajo Nation, will start a 400-mile run on May 14th from Fort Sumner, New Mexico, to Window Rock. His run will commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Treaty of 1868 and return of the Diné people to their homelands. If you thought one correspondent was great, I've got even better news. We've also got Maya Ray Ray back this week with some exciting news coverage from the Pacific Northwest. Take it away, Maya.
I don't think this guy knows what he's talking about. I'm done. Thanks, Jam Jam. Spring races are in full effect. Let's get started. Deception Pass Marathon, hosted by my girl Candace Burt, plays last week. I've been there. This area is sick. Check out these photos. Zach Gendrich continued his strong race and took first for the men. Diana Hutt of Oak Harbor took the top spot for the women. Congrats! On to Yakima for the Skyline Rim 50K hosted by Rain Shadow Running. Mike Wolf, the legend and director of the Runt. Jam Jam, sound the elk call. Took the top spot for the men. For the women, surprise, surprise, my girl, Caitlin Gervin, set a new course record with 5:48. Seriously! Friend of the show, Yassine Daboon, stopped by and I asked him some important questions that everyone wants to know. Jam Jam, pay attention to the last question. What's your favorite race to run?
My favorite race probably is UTMB, which is in the Alps. I just did last year.
Question two, what's your favorite candy and why?
My favorite candy, probably ginger chews. I like them just because they're a little spicy and they help my stomach sometimes too.
Question three, do you agree that Northwest Ultra Runners are the best? They are?
Oh yes, I agree. Northwest runners are the best.
Yoo-hoo!
Question four. What race are you most excited about this year?
What race? What race am I most excited about this year? Probably Badwater 135. It scares me quite a bit, but I guess I'm excited about it to celebrate my 40th birthday in that way.
Question five. Will you tell Jam Jam I need a raise?
Yes, Jam Jam, give this girl a raise. She's very good, professional, young lady. She welcomed me in. She's a great interviewer. She's working hard. Do it.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Maya.
Good luck at Badwater. Let me know if you need a pacer. I gotta go. I'm tired. Leaving now.
Maya, I gotta say first off, I gotta stand up for my boy Hal. What a dude. Second off, stoked to see Zach Gingrich killing it right now. He's my boy. Third off, as soon as we get these new Mountain Outhouse shirts and hats flying off the shelves, we'll discuss that raise of yours. The former race director of the Portland Marathon is in some hot water after the Department of Justice confirmed Les Smith illegally loaned himself money out of the nonprofit race's bank accounts, amongst other shady business. Sounds like he was essentially running the quote-unquote nonprofit like a for-profit business to avoid taxes. He contracted out services to his for-profit company, Next Events, to the tune of $400,000, and failed to have a minimum 3 board members on call. Yikes. A sad tale coming out of the Modesto Marathon, as they are tied up in an issue with race registration company, Race Partner, who stopped paying funds out to them and other races around the nation. Modesto themselves is seeking to get their money back, and the whole situation is currently under FBI investigation at this point in time. They currently are out to the tune of $60,000. There are many other races affected by this. The ironic thing is the homepage for Race Partner boldly claims, "Don't settle for broken promises." Damn! And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 90 of Outhouse News, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support this show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or check out the link below to own this one-of-a-kind pair of Jam Jam sunglasses, which also comes with its own certificate of authenticity and a Mountain Outpost sticker pack. Link below. Have a shitty week.